The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. We're going to talk about something that's not good on both fronts, suicide and someone who used to work at Planned Parenthood. Apparently, he ended his life. Let's read some more on this. Donate if you can. Help us keep bringing these stories for you. Now, let's get into this. Ex-Planned Parenthood execs commit suicide after botched child porn raid in Connecticut. When it comes to stuff like this, it's hard to hold my anger in, but you can see a picture of the, I'm supposing this is the guy who committed suicide. So let's just read the story. A former Connecticut Planned Parenthood honcho took his own life days after police failed to arrest him on child pornography charges, botching the raid by knocking down the door of the suspect's New Haven neighbor. Wow. So, Tim Yergia, 36, the former director of strategic, first of all, let's not skim past the botched raid. They went and knocked down his neighbor's door instead of his. I can't just skim past that. That's really incompetent of them. Nonetheless, let's continue. Strategic communications at the Southern New England branch of Planned Parenthood died by suicide on Tuesday amid a child pornography investigation in Connecticut last week. The person who died was definitely the suspect in a child pornography investigation, and the person who committed suicide, New Haven Police Chief Carl Jacob told the New Haven Register. 5 days earlier, members of a special victims unit investigating the child pornography case reportedly broke down the door of his Yagi News neighbor and handcuffed the woman before realizing they had raided the wrong apartment. I hope she's suing them. They obviously hit the wrong door, Jacobson told the outlet. Unreal. So anyway, New Haven's police internal affairs agents are now looking into the cops' botched of the raid, according to police. Again, I would be suing them. But you see, looking at a picture now, the Planned Parenthood, together we fight for all. Yeah, you're fighting for the child pornography stuff that you had there, young man, allegedly. Anyway, unfortunately, a mistake was made. We feel for the woman, and we're going to do everything we can to make it right. You better pay up some money. That's the only thing that's going to make it right. While Jacobson declined to confirm if Yagu was the suspect of the child pornography investigation, his neighbor and the state of office of the chief state medical examiner both confirmed that he died Tuesday morning. That apparently this is the New Haven police accidentally knocked down the door of the neighbor. The medical examiner also confirmed he died by suicide. After leaving Planned Parenthood, Yahui began working at the Long Wharf Theater in August 2022. as its marketing and communications director, according to the organization's website. We are shocked and deeply saddened to learn the developments of the last 24 hours, spokesperson for the theater told the outlet. Given the difficult news, it would be inappropriate to comment further. According to the Long Wharf Theater website, Yayayuyi had also previously worked for the New Haven Free Public Library Foundation. Police reportedly said that since there are two open investigations into the matter, they will not release the application for the search warrant or provide information about what was found in Yayuyi's apartment until they confirm no other suspects were involved. Well, I mean, I guess that's smart of them. Not as smart as the ones who knocked down the lady's door. Hello. Heads better roll. Heads better roll on that. That's insane. This episode is brought to you by God Bless Your Soul to the police officers who made that mistake. Why not get this tank top? Very, very nice looking. Just head on over to politicalbombshow.com and click on Political Bombshow Store. Back to the news. So, police reportedly said that since there are two open investigations into the matter, okay, I read that before, didn't I? The state of Connecticut can also decide to withhold the warrant. Yingyang Yayuhui neighbor Stacy Wesnanter told the outlet she relives being handcuffed every time she now walks down the apartment's hallway, and I don't blame her. Sue them to smithereens. What if I had a gun permit? What if I came down the hallway with a gun? They would have probably shot you. What would I have gotten shot? Of course you would have. You would have definitely gotten shot because they thought that you were, you know, they kicked your door down by accident, and if they saw you with a gun, they would have shot you. What if my four-year-old had woken up? Would they have shot him? So there's a lot of what if, but she's rightfully so upset. I would be upset myself. It's insane. Police entered her apartment around 6 a.m. and began systematically moving through the home with their guns drawn, she reportedly recalled. I started running down the hallway. It was just like a movie. They had guns and flashlights on me, she said. They put me against the wall and handcuffed me. I was crying and saying, what's happening? Officers repeatedly asked her where the man was located while moving through the rooms of her apartment, according to the article. I was like, what man? I'm here with my children, the mother said. They asked, who's Tim? And I said, that's my neighbor downstairs. After officers noticed toys belonging to her four-year-old son, they reportedly realized they were not in the correct apartment. Officers told her they had been conducting surveillance of her neighbor, who was the focus of the investigation. So then she told the outlet that she had planned to bring a plate of Easter leftovers to him on Monday, but accidentally fell asleep with her son. I was planning on going down there and talking to him, she said. I just thought that maybe a small act of compassion might help. And if you are struggling with suicidal thoughts or are experiencing a mental health crisis and live in the New York area, you should call 1-888 NYC Well for free and confidential crisis counseling. If you live outside of the five boroughs, you can dial the 24-hour National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 988 or go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Suicide is not a good thing. It's sad. It's also just as sad that this person allegedly was into child pornography. So both are very very sad things, and this is why I have to say, God bless your soul. God bless your soul. If you are liking, this is one of my best designs. I love it. Came out really nice. Just go to politicalbombshow.com and click on Political Bombshow Store and grab yours, because summer is right around the corner. Summer is around the corner. But anyway, share this story. It's very tragic. Very tragic indeed. Share this story, and we will see you in the next one.
Come on, people, let's go.